Blog Talk Radio.
The only one. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm the only one. Hallelujah. Only God can do it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Only God can do it. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Can I get at least one person to leap for joy up in here? Can I get just one person to leap for joy up in here? Hallelujah. So don't take much stuff out of here. My double
God, he said, hey,
It's going to make you whole today. God is going to fix it. Hallelujah. I remember the song. I know God's going to fix it for you. Because he knows just what to do. Whatever you pray, let God have his way. Because God will fix it for you today. Somebody say today.
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 Today. Thank you.
Blessings are coming to me.
Today.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Prosperity is coming to me.
Today.
Healing is coming to me.
Today.
Glory to God. Miracles are coming to me.
Today.
The favor of God is coming to me. arise and go down to the Father's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the Father's house. And behold, he was awake on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you, and you, and you, and you in my hand, O house of Israel. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you, Mother, that's a vocal thinking people. I submit to all of you today that the safest place, the safest place in the whole wide world, Mother, that's a vocal thinking, is in the will of God. I said the safest place. You're looking for safety. You're looking for covering. You're looking for protection. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Starting our day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. Then Tuesday evening at 7.
we've been learning so much about the Lord, about the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we've been saved for years. Hallelujah. But I tell you, God has just been just dropping so much into us and into the man of God. We've just been learning so much. Hallelujah. We thank God. And then Wednesday evening at 7, our midweek victory service. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have on your calendars, mark your calendars for the second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship with the pastor and Minister Terry. And then from 7:15 to 8:30, hallelujah, yours truly and Elder Kitty and Pastor Maxine, hallelujah, we have been there for the women's fellowship.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can't tell you what the topic is going to be, but I tell you, it's going to be rich in the word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may even get more than one perspective of the word of God from the women. Hallelujah, that's on there. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And then on Sundays at 3 p.m. is our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah, and if you're traveling, take us along with you. You can hear us all over the world. Still tune us in. Don't forget Jesus. Hallelujah, while you're vacationing and while you're traveling. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Our first and second Sundays of the month, hallelujah, is the Pastor's Corner and hallelujah. First and second and the Potter's House Challenge.
Yeah.
Be ready next Sunday. Hallelujah. You got another week to study. Hallelujah. Be ready. Hallelujah. The first, second, and third in the third Sundays of the month we had our birthday corner, where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation and the family. Hallelujah. First, second, and third Sundays of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club, where our young people are learning about God. Hallelujah. And they are so precious. And you have to hear when they read scriptures and quote scriptures and hallelujah, and they sing songs and answer questions about the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They're getting the word down in their hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well,
and you know what? They even give us a keepsake where we are able to hold dear to us something that they have made with the word of God on it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God for our children being taught the word of God by Elder Kitty Stevenson.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you take your children to school, hallelujah, why not bring them to the house of the Lord to be taught the word of God also? We thank God for that. Also, on the fourth Sunday, that is when we have a visiting minister to come in and break the word of life to us. Hallelujah. And our guest speaker on today will be Pastor Theodis Lee of Essex, Maryland, bringing the word of God to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then after that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Hallelujah. So come out and enjoy around the table with the saints of God.
Hallelujah.
Come out and chill. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We God thank God for our new building.
Hallelujah.
It's beautiful
everything.
Beautiful dining hall, a beautiful classrooms, a beautiful childcare room with its own private entrance. Hallelujah. Leading out to where the children can play. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus. We just thank God even for our washing station, shower station, that the homeless will be able to use, they have to shower, we're able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for all that he's doing, hallelujah, and done and going to do. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have to, please don't forget to look at this ministry's website. Go to RYMMI.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. And we also have a new cash app, which is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. And when you go ahead and sow your seed, hallelujah. Tell God what you need. He already knows. Hallelujah. He said what he said. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But sow the seed according to the harvest that you want to reap.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget also to pull up the ministry's GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. And there's a date we want you to keep in mind.
Hallelujah.
One more week, we will be having Praise in the Park.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 825 Riverside Drive. We will be having Praise in the Park from 12 until 5, Saturday, September the 30th. Hallelujah. We will be having praise and worship and fishing and fun and food. Hallelujah. for the fishing. You don't have to have a license, but you must bring your own rod and reel. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For being able to have fun. The saints of God, it is okay to have fun. Hallelujah. Have a balanced life. Hallelujah. Come out one and all for a $5 donation or a free will offering. Hallelujah. We will be having praise in the park, and we want you to come. Hallelujah. But we would love for you to register so we'll know how much food to have, and we want to be able to cover everything and everybody. Hallelujah. So please dial 410-444-5152, or if you see Elder Kibbe, let her know, hey, I'm coming and I'm bringing three or four people. We just want a count of how many will be out there. That's all. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done. We thank God for the miracles we're going to see that day, the souls that he's going to stir up that day. Hallelujah. The souls that he's going to reestablish back into the house of the Lord and in the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. We're just anticipating a whole lot. Hallelujah. We just believe in God for so much that day. And we just thank God for you and thank God for all that he's doing and all that he has done. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Peace. I want to remind you, it's 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. 21221.
Yes.
There's some other Riverside Drives around
yes.
the state. We don't want you to be near Washington or in Lincoln
yes.
or somewhere else.
Yes.
It's 825 Riverside Drive in Essex,
yes.
Maryland.
Yes.
Cox Point Park.
Yes. Yes.
And mobility will take you there. Ride mobility, they will take you there as well.
Yes.
God bless you real good.
Yes.
Thank you again, Pastor
Thank
Peter.
Jesus.
And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon.
Thank you.
Let the church say amen.
Yes.
Let the church say amen again.
Yes.
You know, I want to thank all of you and those in radio land for joining our crusade to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too. And that's important, you know, to them. And it's important for you because the Word of God says this is how people know that we are disciples of Christ, is that we have love one for another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for that opportunity to do that. And just to underscore that right now, I want y'all to get up out of your seats and again to tell folks that you love them with the love of the Lord.
Yes, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Good. Get out of your seats and just at the very least give somebody a fist bump. Tell them you love them with the love of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you that the glory of the sea. And that God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Love you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, you can. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh,
may God bless you.
Yes, I got something for you later. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. For we'll shake it. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The company of God. God bless you. Love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you that
glory of me, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
Jeremiah 18,
And what else?
Romans 12 and 2.
Amen. No, just 2. Hallelujah. Sister Angie,
yes.
You can come up here and get something else. Hallelujah. You're showing off today. Hallelujah. Give her a hand. You can take whatever book you want. If you got one, okay, you got this. Hallelujah. Be learning stuff, y'all. Why? Because we're ministers of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Before we go on any further, bless your God and bless your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I understand that Julius is here today.
Yes.
I need Julius to come up here and every ordained elder or minister to come up here right now. Oh, shit, can you even talk about that? You see, I need the oil. Oh, shit, can you even talk about that?
Yeah, right there.
Right there,
okay.
I want Julius to come up here right now. And I need some elders up here. Hobobo shakini mobo hodi raba. Shatara nara boko shenere. Hobobo shenere nere boko shenere. Hallelujah. Hobobo shakini. Where is Julius?
He said I think he's having a
parking
situation.
Oh, okay.
Trying to
get some parking right now. Okay. Well, we'll get him just a little later. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray God's protection over him in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
At this time, I think it's supposed to be something like the youth corner or something.
Hallelujah.
Like that. Is that what's coming up? I got to play some music so they can march up or do something.
All right.
Dance up.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The youth corner with other QBC. Come on.
Thank you.
And they are taught this is the first commandment of promise from the Lord.
And then we told them how important they are. And a little child shall lead them.
Isaiah 11:6.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
And the children, just like the adults, are learning the T, X, D.
Yes.
These are the small steps to the seven pillars of wisdom.
Yes.
T, don't take anything that's not yours.
All right.
But that's stealing.
All right.
X, don't say anything that's not true.
All right.
That's lying.
Thank you, Jesus.
And D, don't do anything that's not right.
Yes.
That's not making a wise decision.
Mm.
And then we have the seven pillars of wisdom.
Mm.
Coachable, teachable spirit.
Mm.
You must have that on board, especially in little children.
Amen.
A burning desire to be excellent and please God and please your mom and dad, too.
Mm.
Number three, a willingness to work.
Thank you, God.
Clean up your room. Pick up your toys, your homework, and go the extra mile. Go help your little sister or brother out.
Well,
go ask mom. Mom, is there anything I can do? Dad, can I take out the trash? Can I do something special for you?
Wait,
and don't look for anything in return.
Amen.
Just the fact that you are part of a team called a family. And bless. Number four, have a heart of integrity and honesty. You want to do the right thing because it's down in your heart. Know that song, Down in My Heart? Down in my heart.
Yes.
If it's down in there, then you're going to do it.
Thank
because
you.
The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go.
Yes.
And when he is
yes.
old, he will not depart. So we have a job to be parents and grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, have a loving heart.
Thank you, Father.
That means you care about somebody else other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you do all the other things, that love will show.
Thank
going
you,
the extra mile.
Yeah.
And doing the right thing on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have number six, a forgiving heart. Oh, that's a big one.
Ooh, yes,
Johnny took my car. Most of all, he bit my pizza. So you know you don't want to forgive him for that.
Mm-hmm.
But some way, somehow, if we teach them, just say, okay, just don't do it again because I'm going to bite your pizza. But have a little fun with it. Don't be angry and don't be mean-spirited.
Yeah.
And number seven, a giving heart.
Yes.
That means you give of yourself to others.
Yes.
There's a lady in the block. Go help her with her trash.
Yes.
Help her get out of the car.
Yes.
Ask her, can I rake your leaves?
Yes.
You want to give of yourself because you have that loving heart.
Yes.
And then on top of all of this, we have the five levels of knowledge.
Yes.
This is so important. Learn knowledge. All around you, everything around you teaches you a lesson. Be a student of life. Be a sponge. Revealed knowledge. It comes to you through songs, other people, in your own learning. Activity knowledge. As you do something, you're learning and gaining. When you know, you can go, and then you go. Okay? Then you want to model it. What you've learned, show it to your brother, sister, neighbors, or friends. Or even your teachers sometimes show them what you've learned that they've taught you. You're modeling and copycatting off of them. That's a good copycat. And number five, teaching knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We always have something that we can pass on to others.
Yes.
Always know you're not alone. You're valuable and you're precious to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to know that as little children.
Hallelujah.
You are valuable and you have a lot to give.
Yeah.
You're part of a family, you're part of a community, you're part of this world, and most of all, you're part of God and family.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
And the children have learned the words of the Bible. I think there's a song that talks about the Bible. Help me sing it. The B-I-B-L-E, oh, that's the book for me. Standing alone with the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Once more.
B-I-B-L-E.
Okay.
That's the book for me.
Uh-huh.
I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
Woo-hoo.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You can never, ever go wrong.
Amen.
Standing on the word of God.
Thank you.
Guess what? Open it up and read it.
put to me. There are all kinds of stories, good, bad, and indifferent. There were people in there just like you and me. And God has told us how to act, how not to act, even when you're angry, how to act. We have a forgiving heart. But most of all, remember that if you're God's children, you are agents of love. He said, you will know my people by their love. So we're to act loving, even when you want to knock somebody's block off.
Amen.
Suppress it. Say, nope. What will God do? Swallow it. Go, okay, I'm going to be a big person. I'm going to hold out the olive leaf. I'm going to show them Christ in my life. Believe it or not, they're going to say, why didn't they get angry with me? Why didn't they do this and the other? And when you have opportunity, tell them why. I go to Sunday school. My mom and daddy taught me X, Y, Z. And that's not the way. And besides, you're my friend. I'm not going to treat you like that. I found out that the Bible is a love letter from heaven to earth. So today, we're passing out the Bible. The Bible. It's like a acrostic. B, basic. I, instruction. B, before. L, leaving. And E, earth. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Each and every one of you would take one home with you. Put it where you can put your eyes on it to remind you of how important the Bible is. Make it be the first book, the last book, and the greatest book that will ever be in your life. Keep one in your car. And they have children's Bibles. Tell mommy and daddy to get you one that you can understand. And then discuss it. Talk about it. And what you learn, talk it over with your brothers and sisters. And you know you can always go find grandma. She would love to hear what you have to say. So we're going to pass out the Bibles to everyone today. You can put it up in your car, on a window somewhere, with a little hook to remind you. Because we all need to be reminded of who we are and whose we are.
Amen.
And guess what? It's all in the book.
Hallelujah.
The Bible.
Thank you, Jesus.
And while I'm here, the Good News Youth Club has a fundraiser going on, and it ended last Wednesday. And today being the fourth Sunday is when we give out the prizes to the winners.
Praise God.
So give me a drum roll. And our second prize winner is Deaconess AJ.
Praise God.
The Lord. He sold 10 of our wristbands.
Thanks.
He spread the word, and it kept on going.
Praise God.
All right. And our first place winner is none other than our precious, precious. Let me see. Where is he? The audience, let me see. I think it's our pastor. Hallelujah. He sold 19 bags of sand. Praise the Lord. And here's his gift as well.
Oh,
I'm so excited. Can I tell you what his gift is? Can I please say
yes.
Well, you know, he has that big, beautiful car up front, you know. Praise the Lord. So we decided to give him a curbside deluxe clean for his car. They will come to his address where he lives and clean his car magnificently. Inside and out. Praise the Lord. Uncle Willie does not have to drive it to the car wash. They will come to you. And if you're interested, we'll give you the card at the church. But it's a nice service, and we thought we would do that for him so he can ride in luxury, looking good, and sound good.
Amen.
I'd like to thank everyone who participated in our drive of passing out the bands of the word on it. They sort of turned around and exploded on us.
Thank you, Lord.
We would give a band to a person and go, oh, thank you for the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then they would have a little conversation, even a little testimony. I even had a few people, after I gave them a band, I'm trying to drive away. There was one guy who knocked on my window. He said, Miss, could you pray for me? I said, sure,
praise
I
God.
Did.
Hallelujah.
I was so excited. I wasn't expecting that.
Thank
but
you,
I
Lord.
Certainly had took that opportunity to further the cause of Christ.
Thank
you.
You
have no idea that when you put the word of God out there in any form or fashion, whether it's on a wristband, whether it's out of your mouth, whether you're living the word of God, it's powerful. The word of God can stand on its own. You don't have to add to it. You don't have to take from it. But you do have to use it,
hallelujah,
live it, and represent it.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the best of your ability.
Yes, yes.
And when
yes.
you mess up, mess up.
Amen.
Get it back in line. God,
amen.
Understand.
Amen.
You repent. You
amen.
Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to always do my best.
Thank you, Jesus.
And mean it from your heart. You think your
yes.
daddy ain't listening?
Oh, yes, he is.
But guess what? He's in love.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
so
you.
So love him back. She's
hallelujah.
Back. So read his love letter to you, which
thank
is
you.
Called the B I
B L E. Amen.
B stands for
basic.
And I stand for
instruction.
Another B stands for.
Instruction.
And the L stands for?
Evening.
And E stands for?
Earth.
And put it all together, it says?
Bible.
Praise the Lord. Let it be your friend. Don't let it be just a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
Use it each and every day. You can't go wrong. Praise the Lord. We thank you for the Good News Youth Club. We'll be having other things going on. But the bracelets, we decided to sell them or share them all year long.
Amen.
I still have 7 back to finish out this campaign. So if you want to see me at the church, rocking to zero balance or zero at the bottom of my book, I would greatly appreciate it. But from here on out, you can see us and we will have words that will be on your band that you can keep or share. And they come in colors too. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Who said that?
Hallelujah.
You're guilty. Well, bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Come up here and get this. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah. It's a good thing to be on the Lord's side.
Oh, yes.
As I said earlier, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. But
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Brother Julius, I need you to come up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on down.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know this. That you have been called to be somebody special in the body of Christ. You may not know that, but you know it now. But what could take you? I want you to sit down and to come over closer to me. Hallelujah. What will you cut out of? Hallelujah.
Sit down and let me go. You got a feeling?
Yeah.
Okay, sit down and let me go. Whatever shall cut it up, Uncle Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What else did they say? Hallelujah. We anoint your head.
Hallelujah.
Like Samuel did to David, who years later became king of a whole nation.
Thank you,
Jesus. He anoints you for the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. We speak protection over you.
Thank you.
We speak guidance.
Thank you, God.
Prosperity and the blessings of Almighty God upon you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blessing you.
Yes. Yes.
Spiritually, emotionally, physically, and socially, and financially.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I want you to close your eyes. You got glasses on? Take your glasses off.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm anointing your eyes so you can see what others don't see. You understand what I'm saying? What else will
take care
of you? I'm going to anoint your ears so you can hear what others don't hear. It's going to be something. Now, if you close your mouth, it may take a little funny, but I'm going to put this on your lips. So you can say what others won't say. Because God, has singled you out to be an instrument of his glory, to be a conduit by which your family and those that know you will be blessed. You may not see the whole picture now. Don't worry about it. God knows the whole picture. He knows the ending from the beginning, young man. And as you walk the walk and as you talk the talk, God will be with you. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. We again send a legion of angels to protect you because the enemy don't want this. But the devil is a liar.
Yes.
He will whisper in your ear and say, you can't. I want you to say back to him, watch me. Glory to God. For greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Yes. God bless you real good. Be of good cheer. Yes, you will go through stuff, but the operable word is through. God will take you through. He won't leave you nor forsake you. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you, and he's going to take you to the high, the deepest depth. All he wants you to do is surrender to him, and he'll go before you. Lift up your hands right now. Lift your hands up. Hallelujah. God is going to use you to touch some folks, and they're going to be healed. Some will be healed instantaneously. Others they'll have to go through a process. But they will, healing will take place immediately when you put your hand on them, says the Lord. All God wants you to say is yes. He don't want you to try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. Just say yes, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We decree and declare in Jesus' name. As it was spoken, so let it be done in Jesus' name. And everyone says,
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Love you. Yeah. When we are led to do something, we do something. It's not in the program. You don't see it written down anywhere. But from the unction of the Holy Spirit, we must move. Do you understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, thank you, Pastor Elder T.B. Stevens.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We bless God for you.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for good. For Mother. His mother back there, Mother Julie. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. You are going to receive collateral blessings.
Hallelujah.
Because of what God is going to do through your son. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Prepare yourself to receive and expect collateral blessings.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
There's some folks that need healing and deliverance.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I submit to them to say hallelujah, the highest praise. Hallelujah. Just say yes to the Lord. And I want you to know that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think.
Hallelujah.
According to the power within us.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Holy Communion, it's a meal that heals.
Thank you,
we lift up the elements of Holy Communion today. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless the known and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Our text on today is the 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text on today, it says to examine yourself if we do just that. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Lord, and if we were healed, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. But it was vacated in Mama Paul. Hebrews 9:22b. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. But a simple word, shake it in. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We're redeemed from the curse of the law because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're made whole because of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the text on the day, again, it says to examine yourself. Yourself. Yourself.
Yes.
Mama Bosha Karina. Mama Bosha
Karina. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We do understand, we comprehend what the body and blood of the Lord has done. The Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. But in the word of today, in the text, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightly discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Deuteronomy 30:19. I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live. And declare the works of the Lord. In Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
What on earth, my God? Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, 11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which you would say. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. And there's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. On the same night. But whatever I was today. And with the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it. And declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for our healing all this. Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61, verse 1, 2, and 3 declares you want to heal us everywhere we are. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Hallelujah, right now, Lord. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creating miracles right now. All over the world. And even in here right now. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. I thank John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26, thank you, Holy Ghost. Psalms 100. God, your word said, we are the children. Hallelujah. Lift your hand up and say, God, I am your child.
I am your child.
Thank you, Lord. And he said, your healing was the bread of your children. Thank you for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance, my new gift I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's think together. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Oh, shit. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, God, you said, Bring me in remembrance. That's why we quote so many scriptures. Bring me in remembrance that we may plead together. And that we may be justified.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you said, praise. God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, hallelujah, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
We
thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that quarter. Already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faux pas, our failures, our dust.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pray to my most shaken, that's our soul, mama. The bubble of shaken, and I know that's the man that did the bubble of shaken.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, in Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. The blood of Jesus covers all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say, thank you, Jesus. Let the church say, thank you, Jesus. All over the healing is taking place right now out there in radio land. Say, thank you, Jesus. Everybody here, say, thank you, Jesus. Let everyone that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord today and forever. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise as always I
unto thee, O Lord, 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 unto thee, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, mama, boke, kina, mama, sata, ya. Hey, mama, boke, kina, ya. Hallelujah, boke, kina, ya.
Hallelujah.
I think I know what time it is right
hallelujah.
Now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory,
Jesus
glory.
Jesus God, hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. We're going to hear the word of God
thank
right
you,
now.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
As my wife Jesus said, when I ask what time is it, she says, it's time for the word, Pastor Bird. So guess what I'm going to say? It's time for the word, Pastor Bird. Mama, Baba said nothing about that kid in it. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
We're praying for Pastor Theodis and Pastor Maxine. They had to go, I think, back
hallelujah.
Home. So we just pray for them. But
hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
God, I'm going to say this, but I got to explain it.
Hallelujah.
God had a ram in the bush, but we're not going to kill the ram. Huh? Yes, you can.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Everybody to say, Pastor Bird, you must behave.
Pastor Bird, you must behave.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just messing with him. We got to send Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to share the word. Father God, we thank you because the word is being found on good ground, bringing for 30, 60, 100, even 1,000 folks return. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that's on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
We just praise you, God. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to bless, Lord God, the original speakers for today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bind the hand. The
yes.
enemy upset the power and the plan of Satan in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we just speak life and teach them to him and his wife. Hallelujah. And traveling mercies over the road. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, for blessing your people to hear today. And bless the hearers, Lord God. Bless their hearts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for, I guess, for showing me so many things through my life about faith. Hallelujah. And I was raised by a woman of faith.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And she shared with us. She lived the life in front of us, really of faith. And when there was not enough, hallelujah, food, hallelujah, I learned from her. To set the table.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And won't God bring the food?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've seen so much in my life, and so therefore I can only live a life of faith. And believe me, the different things that we are being taught and we're hearing in the Word of God, God is, you are going to be tested. You are going to have to, the Word that's being served, you are going to have to not just eat it, but you're going to have to walk in it. You're going to have to exist.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen that you're going to have to walk in that word.
Yeah.
And at one time, I used to think that, oh, well, I didn't know that, so I can't be held responsible. No, I found out that if it came across your pulpit,
and you were supposed to have been in church to hear it, you're being held responsible. You're going to be held responsible for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I just thank God for a life of faith. Hallelujah. If you say we had to believe that the word of God, that we were being saved just by quoting the word of God and receiving him in our heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We had to believe by faith that there was a change going on in our heart. But we were saying the word, and believe in me. And we found out that there was a change because your heart, your mind, your desires, your very taste, but certain things that you used to have, they were gone. You found out, I don't want to go there anymore. I don't have an appetite for that anymore. Something has happened. Hallelujah. And it all started with you saying by faith, the confession of faith. Hallelujah. And we always go to Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. That's like the faith scripture, the faith chapter. Hallelujah. I say the Hall of Fame was the faith, the faith walk, the faith, faith scripture. And what Hebrews 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when you have faith that God is going to do something, hallelujah, you have to work towards it. You have to act like it. You have to act like you know. If you want to bake a cake, you have faith that, I'm gonna have a beautiful tasting cake, and it's going to come out golden delicious. And if you don't have a recipe, and you have to, I'm going to have to believe and rely on you to bring back to my remembrance everything it is to put in a cake. And I've done it just recently. Made a peach cobbler and an apple cobbler, believe in God to bring things back to my remembrance of how I've seen it being done.
Yes.
And, it was good. It was good. Putting in slicing up the fruit and putting the brown sugar on it and the other kind of sugar and the vanilla. I'm praying. All I'm saying, okay, God, what else goes in here? What else goes in here? Then he brought back to my memory the butter and the vanilla, the flavor. And all of this, good. And I would say, oh, Lord, God, I'm trusting this. This going to come out. I had that thing because I've never done it before. Hallelujah. And when you see that, God has your back.
Yes.
He knows that you're trusting him.
Yes.
And he, I tell you, and it turns out good. If you're going to make a garment, hallelujah, you have to have faith that, okay, Lord, I want to do such as I want to make something, and okay, you need a pattern. Okay,
right.
You need a sewing machine, or even sewing by hand. And then after you make those seams, press them out. And then you say, oh my God, it turned out. Wow. Why are we so shocked after we pray and ask God to do something and it turns out? Why are we so shocked?
Yeah.
But I guess it's human nature. We say, oh my God, it really did turn out. You had the faith that it was going to turn out, didn't you?
Yeah.
So why couldn't it? Why couldn't it turn out? Hallelujah. Mark 11:24, it says, now when you pray, and it's turning Mark 11:24. Hallelujah. God has shown, there's been times that I had nothing to do but rely on the faith.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And God doesn't let you down. Hallelujah. God doesn't let you down. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Hallelujah.
You can read the rest of that, but that's just the 24th verse is what I want to speak on right now. And there's been times, I remember once that my children, they were small, and they needed school supplies. And they said, Mommy, we need line paper. We needed notebook paper. And I said, okay, I'll have it for you when y'all get home from school, okay? God, I ain't had anything in my pocket. But when I left them in school and walking across the parking lot, there was the money on the ground.
Right.
And I would say, thank you, Jesus. There's been times I walk to the bus stop, having to be to work at 7 o'clock in the morning and not having enough bus fare to get to work. And I'm saying, Lord,
and I'm walking. And God bless me with the rest of the carpet or the carpet that I needed on the bus stop. Wow. Somebody done dropped it. And I'm there, thank you, Jesus, because it's there for me. Or I needed, one time I needed 20 cents to make up the bus fare I needed, and the Lord let me find 35 cents. He said, God, I'm more than enough. I said, Lord God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible.
Impossible
to please God. Hallelujah. And Sarah, verse 11, it says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful. Who had promised? Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
She had faith that God was going to give her strength to conceive and then strength to carry a baby, in her old age.
Oh,
hallelujah. She had to have the faith. She had faith that God was going to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I said,
yes.
One scripture is shared that she laughed and she said, am I going to have, pleasure in my old age? I said, yeah, she laughed because she saw Abraham changing into pajamas that night, and she saw, no, there ain't no pleasure going to be for me. But she had to have faith. That's when the faith came in. Women don't look like it. When it doesn't look like it. All everything looks the opposite. And then God, how in count can you bring a child this way? How can you, Lord, circumstances look totally opposite of what I need. Hallelujah.
Oh,
what you say. But are we going to go by what we see or what we hear or by what God says?
What God says.
The enemy's job is to bring the smoke screen to make us think, oh, you might as well not believe because remember what happened before? And you had egg on your face? Well, it's going to be the same way this time. Hallelujah. That's why we have to speak the word of God out of our mouth.
Hallelujah.
We have to speak the word, what God says. Go by what God says. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Nora had to have faith in God in the things he had not seen. In verse 7, he was told to build an ark. The man didn't know what an ark was.
Right.
Who had even seen rain?
They hadn't seen rain.
So how in the world do you, he had to go by what God told him to do. Hallelujah. And so therefore, because he believed his whole family, his family failed. His family was saved. Hallelujah. Because he had faith in what God said. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob blessed both his sons. And this is while he was dying. While he was dying, he wasn't going to live, he wasn't going to be around to see the blessings, but by faith, he believed what God had told him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We are still holding to God. Are we still holding to God's promises for husbands?
Yeah.
If God told you he was going to bring you a companion,
hallelujah.
If he told you he was going to bring you a husband,
hallelujah.
Do you believe him?
Right now.
Are you going to the gym? Are you shaping up your body? Are you getting your body